Hi, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm your host, Amy Toy. I am so honored and privileged to be with you today and to share this wonderful hour with you. We have a lot of exciting announcements here. First of all, before we get started here, I have a new website that we're launching. It's angelanswers11.com. That's angelanswers11.com. I couldn't get angelanswers.com because someone had that, so we had to put the 11 in there. And there's still some technical glitches, like we're going to have a blog pretty soon and everything in the next few weeks, so I'm really excited about that. So check it out at angelanswers11.com. Or if you have any questions or want to contact me through email, you can do that at angelicamy35@gmail.com. So for those of you who have not joined me, this is an angel hour. This is where the angels talk about different things and different angelic topics. And like I said, I have a new site going. And the new site is really cool because my tech guy, Chris, who's a wonderful guy, thanks, Chris, for the site, he is working out some glitches, like I said. So, and if you want to keep up with the show, you can email me, you could look at the website, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. So anyway, that's the scoop on that. Today we're going to be talking, I'm going to be talking about forgiveness, which is a very dear topic to my heart. And if you want to call in, let's get the numbers out there before we forget. Inside the continental U.S. and Canada, it is 1-888-627-6008, and that is 1-888-627-6008. And outside the continental U.S. and Canada, the phone number is area code 530-413-4522. So anyway, if you want to talk about that, and I'll be taking messages at the last half of the show. So, but if you want to comment about forgiveness, if anything you want to talk about, your experiences, I'd love to hear from you guys. I learn from you as well as you learning from me. So, but first of all, we're just going to go into the basics here. Forgiveness is something that is a very hard topic for a lot of us to swallow. Like I've mentioned on previous shows, we don't know how to forgive. It's a process. It's a long, arduous process to some of us, depending upon how deep the wound or the grievance is. So we're going to talk about today on the agenda what forgiveness is not, how to handle forgiveness and anger, and how about forgiveness and expressing your feelings and when you're not ready to forgive. And then we're going to go into some materials on getting you started. And then next week we're going to do the Archangel of the Month. And then the week after that we're going to maybe, if we have still on the forgiveness topic, I haven't decided yet what we're going to do, maybe we'll go into self-forgiveness. So anyway, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is something that you're not condoning the act. If someone has hurt you, you're not condoning their act upon you. Forgiveness is more for yourself, meaning it's like a weight loss program. It's a weight lifted off your shoulders. If you're feeling that someone has a grievance, that you have a grievance against, for example, maybe one thing I'm personally working through is with a family member who betrayed me years ago, and I had suppressed what I had, my memories came up about a couple months ago. It may be longer than that. And so now I'm going through the process of forgiving this person. But first of all, forgiveness is not condoning. Like I said, you don't condone what the person's done to you. It's more for yourself. It's a gift to yourself, not to the other person. Yes, it's for the other person. Maybe they don't even think that they wronged you in any other way. You know, maybe they don't feel they have a grievance against you, or that you don't have a grievance against them. It's about you. And this is all about you. The common denominator in all this is you, how you react to things, how you're going to let go of this grievance. So forgiveness, like I said, is a process, but this is what forgiveness is not. It is not condoning the negative and inappropriate behaviors, you or someone else's. You know, someone who's been molested, that's a hard grievance to forgive, and it takes many years. I've known incest survivors. It's aggression. It's betrayal. Like I mentioned, this relative of mine who I have this grievance against, you know, is a betrayal to me, and I have to work through that, and I am working through that. Do I want anything to do with this person? No. But that maybe will come in time, but right now this is where I'm at emotionally. And also it's dishonesty. People, you know, it's dishonesty. It could be on many levels. It could be the person that has an addiction problem that is dishonest. It's part of their disease of addiction, and disease is an addiction. you know, it's part of their disease that they're lying to you. And how can you forgive somebody who's not in their right mind? But it's a grievance. So, I mean, forgiveness is not something that's very easily, you know, attained. It depends, like I said, how deep the grievance is. And sometimes people say, well, you know, Amy, I've forgiven this person, but yet things will come up during their process of forgiving that maybe they're still working through. And we'll talk about that in a moment. So forgiveness is for you. It's not somebody, you know, it's not for somebody else. It's for you. So what if you have a grievance against somebody? And first of all, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, it's that anger. Anger is a secondary emotion. Now, anger can be used as a defense mechanism. We'll talk about that in a moment. But what kind of feelings does anger mask? It could be hurt. You're hurt, you know, somebody disappointed. Maybe you thought someone should have acted in a certain particular way, hasn't. So you're disappointed. Your expectation of that person may be darkened by that or dampened. Anxiety, fear. Fear, that's a big one. Maybe there's a fear that you feel that somebody's going to come back at you with something else. So anger is a secondary emotion that you have to really get to the root of what you're feeling. And I'm not saying that that's a process in itself. And like I said, there's many, you know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago on the show about anger and how to deal with that, so I'm not going to go into that again. But really, it's called digging deep into self-awareness. Now, self-awareness is not something everybody wants to get to, but checking in with yourself and saying, how do I feel about this? It's okay. Feelings aren't facts. Feelings are there for a reason. We wouldn't be human, and we wouldn't be created in God's image, likeness, if we didn't have feelings. God has feelings, and so do we. But it's how we handle those feelings and what we do with those feelings that are very important. If you're going to be inappropriate and start, you know, bashing other people or talking about other people or, you know, aggressively going after someone, that's inappropriate. But if you acknowledge the feelings, like the anger, anger can be used as a good tool. It alerts us that something's been violated wrong. And that comes to forgiveness as well. Sometimes we don't know we're angry, and we walk around angry at this person. We may see, let's say they're a family member, we see them in a family gathering, and we're like, you know, I'm angry at that person, but you don't know why. You got to look at that and really dig deep. So self-awareness is very important in this topic. And so this is part of the process of forgiveness. So anyway, we look at forgiveness. Maybe we have to peel like the layers of the onion off and see why. And sometimes people benefit by holding on to the anger as a defense mechanism. Now, what I mean by a defense mechanism, it's a defense mechanism protects you at the time. You think it protects you at the time from another hurt from this person or the situation. And that's quite normal. We all come into this lifetime with, you know, even from our childhood and maybe past lifetimes, I don't know, with defense mechanisms. Some people use anger as a defense mechanism so they don't get hurt. And I did that with this relative for many years. I was really angry at this person, and I kept that anger up. But now I'm taking the anger down and looking what's underneath, which was hurt and depression and disappointment. And so you got to look at that and say, why am I holding on to this? And sometimes we stay angry because it gives us a feeling of being in control and power. Maybe we grew up in an abusive household where we felt powerless over things. Maybe we had a parent that was an alcoholic or a rageaholic or a drug addict or just got blamed for things in general. And now we've grown up to be real major control freaks. I know I'm one of them. And, you know, we use that as a state of staying power. You know, we want to use that as control and how to stay in control. And it works, but then, you know, it can work for so many years, and then as you grow spiritually, because that's the basis of this lifetime, is to grow spiritually and emotionally, you grow. You're not even, you may evolve, but I feel more of growth. You know, you got to move past that. So that's what happens. You know, we may carry that on. You know, and sometimes people use anger to get things done. They may come in like a cyclone or a bat out of hell into the room and, you know, demanding things. And that's their way of controlling the situation as well. And that can hurt those around us. We may not realize it. Like I said, we can carry these defense mechanisms from childhood into our later years. And then, You know, it's not a good thing. You really have to kind of, like I said, self-awareness is very important. And do we use, you know, anger to control others? That's a common situation, you know. Like I said, we can bring in stuff from childhood when we felt powerless and our lives were not, you know, we can control things now, and that's one of our things. Another way we can use anger is to avoid communication. This can be a two-edged sword because I believe in moderation. When we're angry, we don't want to like press the send button on the email or call that person up. I'm guilty of that as well. What we want to do is kind of breathe. First of all, breathing is very important in this, you know, situation. You want to breathe and you want to take time to evaluate and do some self-awareness analysis. And that's important. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I so angry? Where did this come from? Self-awareness and self-analysis is very important to this. But sometimes we can just say, I'm so angry at that person, I don't want to talk to them. Well, that's a double-edged sword, too. I always tell my clients to wait 24 to 48 hours before you make a decision. Just kind of sit on it, because if you're anything like me, the anger can just seep right through you. And you have to kind of sit with the anger and say, okay, I know it sounds stupid, sit with the anger, yes, sit with the anger, that's okay. That's part of the process here. It's part of growth and maturity on your part. And sometimes anger can help you be the protector. Like I said, it can make you feel safe. You could have had an abusive household environment where, you know, you had a parent or a sibling or whatever come in like a rageaholic, and you didn't feel safe. A lot of times with adult children of alcoholics, too, especially, they're not in control of their environment. So they use anger as kind of a way to feel safe. And I, you know, like I told you, like with that relative of mine, I use that as a protectionary tool. And it can help. Sometimes we can use anger, you know, to say, I'm right and you're wrong. What do I mean by that? You know, everybody, there's two wrongs, don't make a right, you know, those things. But everybody has a right to their opinion, and that's okay. But if you're saying, no, I don't like that way, it's my way or the highway, that's another way to kind of manipulate the ones around you that you love. And sometimes we use anger to make us, to those around us, to make others feel guilty. You know, I mean, you know, if you didn't treat me this way, I wouldn't be so angry at you. Guilty of that one, too. I'm telling you, I should be convicted. Do you also use, you know, anger to avoid what's underneath the anger? Remember, anger is a secondary emotion. It's not something that you are going to recognize. But maybe you don't want to feel that hurt. I mean, for many years, a lot of my clients, including myself, don't want to feel the hurt of their childhoods or working through. Like I said, I walked a tightrope here. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to working through things. I'm still working through things. I'm still a work in process. So it's not like I'm preaching to the choir. I'm learning as I'm teaching you. And also, you know, do we use anger to hold on to a relationship? I mean, sometimes we just like the power of holding on to that anger and kind of manipulate people to do what we want them to do. Maybe it's, you know, maybe they want to do something. Like, for example, maybe somebody wants to do something on their own outside the relationship. Maybe you're in a romantic relationship, and maybe the person you're with wants to go out with the guys once in a while. And you're like, no, you know, I don't want you going out there. You're going to make me very angry. And that person's, like, scared to go out or do anything without your approval. We can control people that way. And that's not good. That really isn't. And, you know, sometimes people like to keep anger to stay in the victim of, in the role of victim. Oh, you know, Wayne Dyer talks about you're not your story, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And that's so true, because we are not our stories. You know, I grew up in an alcoholic household. And, you know, and woe is me. And I'm angry about this, and I have a right to be angry. Yeah, you got to be right to be angry, but you got to move past it. Come on here, you know. And finally, I mean, do you remain so angry that you are not taking responsibility in your own life for what's happening right now? A lot of people will do that. They will maybe make you take, you know, maybe take you, you know, want you to take the responsibility. Let's say Sally is not looking at what Ann is doing. Maybe Ann is angry. You know, Sally doesn't want to take responsibility for her part in it. We all play a part in the lesson here. Everyone plays a part in the lesson. It's not like, I recently had a situation where I had to really look at it. And the only thing was, I did not take this person, I was not allowing this person to take responsibility for their part in it. And that's okay, because maybe that person's not ready to take responsibility. But my fault was I took it on for her for a while. So sometimes we can be overly responsible. So that's ways that anger is. I mean, anger can be used in different ways. And like I said, it can be good and it can be bad. So, but all in all, forgiveness is this. Feelings are feelings. Feelings are not facts, but allow yourself to feel the feelings, because sometimes we want to suppress these feelings so badly that we don't want to look at these things. They're too painful to look at. But it's okay to shed the light on the darkness. It really is. It really is very good. So that's what forgiveness and anger and those defense mechanisms, what we can hold on to. Okay, maybe we move past this or going through the anger, and then we go to what forgiveness is. We've reached that point of forgiving. We want to forgive that person. Well, how do we go about that? What is the process? And forgiveness is really a decision. It really is. It's a decision to say, today I decided to forgive so-and-so for what they've done to me. Will it be an easy process? Like I said, no. It depends on the grievance and how big the grievance is that you have against this person. If they forgot to do the dishes, well, that's a no-brainer for me. But if they betrayed you or hurt you or abused you, then you really have a process to go through. And it's a very painful process. I'm speaking from experience. It's a very painful process. It's not an easy process. And my quest for doing this show was to teach you, but as I'm teaching you, I'm learning. And that's the important thing. So forgiveness is a process. It's a choice. It's the choice to take that situation off. Look at the pain. Look at the anger. Look at everything. And forgiveness is definitely an attitude. It's an attitude that today I forgive this person, and you try to not play the victim role anymore. How dare they do this to me? How dare they do that to me? It's looking at, you know, how we can become better people, how we can release ourselves from the self-imposed prison that we have placed ourselves upon. Like I said, sometimes we are not even aware of it. But awareness, self-awareness sheds the light on the darkness, and that's very important. Also, forgiveness is a process. Like I said, it takes time. Just because today you decided to forgive that person doesn't mean tomorrow if something comes up, maybe you walk into a room and maybe something someone else says brings up the pain of that situation. It's a process of working through those emotions. First of all, acknowledging those emotions are very important. You just can't, suppress this stuff, because the more it's like garbage, the more you put it down, the more you keep stuffing it, the more it's going to come up inappropriately. And that's so important. We want to acknowledge those feelings, and we want to go through that, and we want to walk through the pain and the fire so we can get to the other side. And usually there's peace and tranquility and sereneness on the other side. But you got to walk through the fire first. It's a lot of work. But I'll tell you what, maybe your experience will help others one day going through that process. And it does. It does pay off dividends. At least that's my experience. And forgiveness is a way of life. It's a commitment. Like I said, you may walk in that room and that other person or somebody else may say something to you and you're like, where did this come from? It doesn't matter where it comes from. It just matters that you acknowledge it and that you work through it. Now, in the book, I'm going to suggest that those are who is, there's a couple different books that I'm using today. One is a really great book, and this one's based on a little bit on A Course in Miracles. A Course in Miracles is a wonderful book. We'll talk about it later, how to work through the forgiveness process. And the book is called Forgiveness, A Bold Choice for a Peaceful Heart by Robin Kasargian. And I'm going to try to post this on the website. I haven't figured that out yet. Forward by Joan Borsenko. And the other ones is Radical Forgiveness by Colin Tipping and Radical Self-Forgiveness by Colin Tipping, T-I-P-P-I-N-G. And those books are wonderful. And if you're working through some anger issues, the Anger Control Workbook by McKay Rogers is an awesome book. It gives you some tips on how to diffuse anger and how to extinguish it from its source. So that's some books. But like I said, the most helpful one was Robin Kasargian's book, Forgiveness, A Bold Choice for a Peaceful Heart. It's an older book. It's from 1992. but it's just important as it, you know, from 92 as it is in 2012. So, wow. How many years is that? 20 years? That's a long time. But anyway, anger is something that we need to, you know, we have to work through this stuff. But we also have to look at if we're using anger as a defense mechanism. Well, how do you know that? Some people say, well, I forgive that person, and they keep suppressing their feelings. And that happens a lot. We want to avoid the pain. Avoiding the pain is a big thing, and people will go to any lengths to avoid the pain, like drinking, drugging, overly using different methods, just not ignorance, denial. That's a big way of ignoring the pain. But like I said, once you acknowledge it, once you acknowledge your own needs and your feelings and your the whole gamut, it does play a role into helping you heal from this. It's not an easy thing to heal from. It really isn't, especially how deep the pain is. And that's where we're at. We have to just kind of go through it and go through that pain. But what about, and then you may ask me, what if I'm not ready to forgive? That's okay, too. Sometimes we're just not ready to go there. And it's all right. Forgive yourself and forgive who you are. Sometimes we're not in the process of going, you know, where we want to be right now. We want to kind of maybe look at it later. Maybe it's too painful. Like I said, people who have been molested, that takes years. I don't know if you ever get over that. I've personally never gone through that issue. I have had friends who've gone through that. Some have forgiven and some have not. But if it's too painful to look at, then maybe just kind of be gentle with yourself. Breathe. First of all, breathing is very important because studies have been done where we do shallow breathing when we get upset or uptight or angry or, you know, upset. And we want to just breathe. Belly breathing is a good technique. Look that up online. I can't show you because I'm on the radio, but it's a good thing to do is to deep breathe, really breathe up from the abdomen and really just take it easy and then be gentle with yourself. It's okay to be where you're at because not everybody, we're all on a spiritual journey, but with different areas, different destinations. It's not about the destination, it's the journey itself. So we're at different stops on the journey, let's say. It's okay to be that way because forgiveness is not something. But if you're kind of feeling guilty, I felt that 2 years ago when this relative of mine, I remembered some stuff, and I would just berate myself and say, oh my God, why can't I forgive so-and-so? She's this and that. I wasn't ready. And one day it just kind of fell into place where I was. So maybe make that goal to make a decision to forgive someone. It doesn't happen right away. It doesn't happen right away. Like I said, it's how deep the grievance is and where you are on your spiritual journey. Everybody's on a journey, and we all come into relationship with people to teach us lessons in this lifetime. Sometimes we have to learn how to forgive. Maybe that's one of our lessons. Mine happens to be anger. I don't know why I chose that one, that lesson, that life lesson, but I did. So you make peace with it. And I made peace with my anger when my friend said, you know, maybe just accept it. It's part of who I am. It's a trigger. I learned how to deal with it. And there's ways of dealing with things. And forgiveness, too. Forgiving or not forgiving, that is the question. That is something you may not be able to answer today. But like I said, this show is here to give you some insight, and if you can pick up one or two things, that gladdens my heart. So those are a few things that I have on the agenda for the first half of the show. For the second half, I will be taking messages, questions, comments. Like I said, inside the continental U.S. and Canada, the phone number is 1-888-627-6008. And then outside the U.S. and Canada, the phone number is 530-413-4522. And when we come back from the break, I'll take your calls and questions and comments and any messages you want from the angels, mini readings. And then we'll talk about, you know, if there's time, we'll talk about different ways to deal with the process of forgiveness and get into more detail with that. So we'll be right back after the break.
Radio.com.
www.thebrainwaves.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com, your source to a world of inspiring information, removing fear through communication, engaging, powerful, unforgettable. My name is Spider Turner, and you can hear my music right here on the BBS. BBSRadio.com, the number one internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Spider Turner, and you can buy my music at CDBaby.com. Pick me up, check me out. Ah, yeah, BBSRadio.com.
And welcome back to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. During the break, we were just kind of recouping here. Before the break, we talked about the process of forgiveness. And I believe we have a caller on the line. And are we ready? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Amy. How can I help you?
Hi, Amy. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you, honey?
I'm good, thank you. I was listening to your talk about forgiveness. I think I'm going through that right now in relationship to my accountant because he's just being really abrupt and kind of not nice. So I'm trying to forgive him. But in lieu of that, I'm calling about work.
Sure, sweetheart. You want to know about what's on the horizon for you, changes?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie.
Since a lot is going on.
Yeah, sometimes when we have a lot going on, we can't see the forest beyond the trees. So let me see what messages I have for you, honey.
Okay.
Do you have a specific question, or you just want me to look at work? Because it feels like by March, middle of March, things kind of straighten out for you, honey.
Oh, that's good. I'm currently out of work.
Yeah, because I get, I think we've spoken before, because I get the power card with you, getting your personal power back. Lisa, you started some new beginnings around December.
Yep.
So you're in a new cycle here. It's taking hold right now, and I get new beginnings coming for you. Now, you're very artistically inclined, correct?
Yes.
Are you an actor?
I am. I actually act and write.
Okay, because I feel like the acting is first, but the writing is something that you're going to continue to move forward with. But I'm feeling middle of March. February looks like you have, let me see, my guide is saying here, I'm hearing some acting gigs that you forgot about from even last year, I would say middle part of last year, is coming back into play here, honey.
Oh, good. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay. But you still have another writing project within the month of June that shows up here very strong. And my angel is telling me to tell you that you're going to continue to get some new ideas coming here. Through your writing, I think, is going to be successful. So is your acting. But the writing later down the road is really going to be really successful for you.
That's good to know, because you're right. I have been getting these just breakthrough ideas. I know they're coming from spirit, because I have no idea how I came up with them. So that's good to know then.
Yes. You know, so you're going to continue to get ideas and inspiration. You're still going to continue to be, you know, who you are. And that's good. It's going to continue on. And I want to let you know to keep telling yourself you're in control of the situation, because it looks like sometimes you don't feel like you're in control. Is that true?
I think it's a partnership. I feel like I'm involved in me and spirit, kind of like I'll do the work and then you show me if I'm heading in the right direction. But I do get the
Okay. You're in control. You are always in control.
Yeah.
That's where the power card keeps coming up with you. You have your own personal power. Reclaim it and use it. Okay, because you are in control of this situation, sweetheart.
Can I ask something then real quickly?
Sure, sweetie.
And in regards to the accountant, is Spirit saying, you know what, you're in control, you need to get rid of this guy?
He's working for you, right?
Exactly.
You're paying his paycheck, and if he's being disrespectful, rude to you, then you maybe need to
have.
Yeah, you definitely need to. Have you expressed yourself to this guy?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, then
it's
time to move on. I mean, my spirit guide is saying, get rid of the garbage.
Do we see?
And I know, tax season and accountants. I worked in a CPA firm. I was like an assistant, and they are crabbier than you know what until April 15th. April 15th, they go out drinking for 3 weeks or something. I don't know, but they are angry and they are really testy. But you don't need to put up with this guy. It's early in tax season. They don't usually become real grumpy till the beginning of March. I'm serious. I worked with two CPA firms.
Yeah, I just don't think he's good with people at all.
No, some of them aren't. They're like, they're into their columns, you know, debits and credits, and that's it. And they don't, you know, want to go there. But no, honey, I'm getting my guide is saying there's a woman around you that you could work with. Is he a sole proprietor?
I'm not sure, but I think so. He's just one person. It's his own thing that he's got, yes.
Okay. Yeah, honey, I would get rid of him. There's a woman around you that you... You need to look. There's a woman that, how am I going to put this? You know her, but you don't know what she, you haven't really looked at what she does. She does taxes on the side and all that stuff. Look at her. Okay?
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good. Okay. Just go for that, because it feels like she'll be more cordial with you. So, Lisa.
Yay.
You're doing great, honey. I hope this is helping you, because this is helping me.
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel like I'm not crazy.
Honey, you're not crazy. CPAs are. They're no offense. They're like the worst people to work with and work for. There were lawyers and the CPAs. Don't even want to go there.
There's got to be one out there that's good, though. So
that's what I'm saying. There's a woman around you that feels like she's got light brown hair or even blonde, dark blonde hair. I can't tell. Sometimes I'm clairvoyantly colorblind. I joke around with that, but it's true. You know of her.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, I want you to seek her out. You're going to have better luck with this woman.
Okay, because I'm going to be making a lot of money this year, so I want somebody that's going to
Yes, you will. I do see a lot of good things coming to you, Lisa. So, sweetheart, you're on the right track. Get rid of the unacceptable. Do not accept unacceptable behavior, as they used to say in the 12-step rooms. Do not accept unacceptable behavior. Okay, honey?
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and I'm going to let you know what happens.
Yeah, let me know. Keep me posted. Email me, whatever. I'm around. Okay, sweetheart?
Definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Take care. Bye-bye, honey. And I believe we have another caller. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Yes, how you doing, sweetheart?
I am fine. I had a question. I actually have two questions.
Okay.
How many guardian angels do you maybe see around me? And does my guardian angel have a name?
Yes, actually, you come into this lifetime with three. And when you're a child...
With three.
you come in with three, but you end up with two. As children, you know,
okay.
you have a child, that you know how they bounce around and, you know, they get into things and they bounce their head off.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, are you bouncy, baby? So that guardian angel, that third one is like a safeguard. Then you have two as you get older, okay?
Okay.
And I'm looking at your one guardian angel is a male energy and really dark, reddish dark hair. And I keep getting the name of Nate around this person. I don't know why I'm getting Nate. But this guardian angel is working with you right now, Catherine.
Okay, what was his name?
Nate. N-A-T-E.
Nate. Oh, Nate. Nate. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Wait, I was always curious about that, so that's what I wanted to know.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, do you want me to give you any messages, or?
No, I don't know. I don't know if you see anything in my near future, or I seem to be okay at the moment. Yeah,
okay.
I guess I'm all right.
Well, it's neat.
Okay? Okay, thank you, honey.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
Okay, I don't know if we have any more callers, but while we're doing... Do we have any more callers, Doug?
No more callers.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll get back into our topic here. We'll take calls. Just feel free to interrupt me. I'm just going along about expressing your anger to someone. Maybe you've been hurt and you want to express yourself in a right way. You don't want to be demanding or mean. And maybe you're calming down, you're angry, you're working through your emotions, but maybe there's someone you have to talk to, you have to work with, you live with, so on. And when somebody, the wrong way to approach someone is, you did this to me, you did that to me, the you statements. Now, that puts somebody on the defensive. It causes judgment, it causes them more distance between you and them, where you want to bring them closer to you. So you want to express yourself in a very, very calm way. You want to approach it when you're in a better frame of mind. And maybe you have to approach the situation right away, but you want to come off angry. I have a tendency to do that. That's one thing I do. And so you want to remember to breathe. That's very important. Be gentle with yourself. Remember, those are two things you got to remember from the show today. Remember to breathe and be gentle with who you are. And a couple of ways is I feel whatever emotion that is. Maybe, maybe somebody... Okay, I'll finish up my thought. Maybe somebody has wronged you, and maybe they made you angry. I feel angry when you don't do the dishes, something like that. We have another caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who
is
this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Good. I was wondering, I've never had an angel reading, and I've always wanted to, and I was wondering if you do see any messages for me.
Sure. Sure. Do you want any area you want me to focus on before we do this?
Oh, maybe health.
Any area? Okay. Well,
yeah,
Michelle, thank you for calling the show. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Minnesota.
Ooh, I'm in New York, so this is awesome. I don't know if you've had bad winter, but this has been a great winter for us.
Oh, it's 40 degrees here.
I know.
Beautiful.
Wow, honey, you got a couple different messages from your angels. Are you trying to release something part of a relationship here, Michelle?
No.
No, okay. I'm getting for you to release a relationship from your past because I'm hearing surrender and release it, okay? Surrender and release it, Michelle. It's going to be gone. And that's where you are right now. The angels are saying... I don't know if you've ever worked with the angels, but the angels, we can call upon them anytime we want. And they're telling me to tell you that this is the year where you're going to be releasing a lot of things, okay? No longer. Does this make sense to you? No longer serving their purpose in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like to me, around the month of May, that you are going to become maybe more aware of, especially with a relationship. I don't know why I'm getting that. And were you in a relationship 5 years ago, sweetheart?
I am in a relationship now of about 27, 30 years.
Okay, did something happen 5 years ago with that relationship that you need to let go of? because I'm hearing 555, and I don't know why. But I'll leave that message with you. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yep.
And just know that, honey, you are a walking miracle. You are a wonderful lady. They're telling me to tell you that you have a lot of good miracles. And what I mean by that, this little things in life that are going to make you very happy. Michelle, how are you doing financially right now? Is finances okay with you?
Right. I don't have a career. I just mm-hmm. work a couple months a year, which isn't by choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I rely on my husband, and I do worry because it's getting
okay.
close to retirement.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, honey, I'm hearing the month of May. Just release those worries to the – I know it's easier said than done. Been there, done that, okay? Mm-hmm. Surrender that and watch and ask for a miracle. And you can do that. It's okay to ask for something like that, okay? Do that, and things will do well, will go well with you. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it will down the road.
Great. And
okay,
health,
sweetheart.
Is there anything on that?
I beg your pardon?
Anything on the health issues?
I can't do health. I can't do diagnosing, honey.
Oh, okay.
So. Okay, but I just wanted to tell you you look like you have a good year ahead of you, sweetheart, okay? Especially around me.
Oh, awesome. Thank you
okay,
very much.
Okay, sweetie.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
Michelle, have a blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Hello?
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, honey. Nice to... I don't think we've ever... Have we ever spoken before? You don't feel familiar. But what's your question, Dal? How can I help you today?
Well, I've never had, like the last caller, I've never had an angel reading before, but I have had, I'm very familiar with my guides and my angels, but I had a specific question.
Sure.
I did have, I believe what was an angel appear to me maybe 12 years ago or so,
okay.
And I saw him very clearly. I'm wondering...
Mm-hmm.
Was if you could tell me if he was an angel or if he was a guide or what that if you get anything on that.
Sure. Okay. Because right now I'll tell you what I'm getting from my angels to show to you. Was this a blonde angel or a blonde, fair skinned
yeah.
person?
He was.
Okay.
It was
I'm seeing blonde. Yeah.
Somewhat androgynous, but male energy. Very
yeah.
tall. Really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm seeing a blonde, almost
white
and I'm
blonde,
a very...
softly curly hair, and wearing
yeah,
a
and
long
I'm seeing
blue robe.
Yes, and a very soft presence, though. Very strong, but very soft presence, like approachable presence.
Yes.
And, wow, this, yes, it was an angel. My guide is saying, yes, it was an angel. It was one of your guardian angels, honey.
Does he have a name?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get hold of.
Okay.
They speak really low, so just give me a moment here. I'm getting a CH-sounding name, like a Charles or Charlie. Charles, I'm getting Charles.
Charles.
Charles,
okay.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Charles. Very
and
prominent nose, too, is what I'm seeing. Charles.
Pardon?
Yes. Very prominent nose, you know, very prominent nose, very distinguished-looking gentleman.
Yes, he was very beautiful. I mean, just
yes,
very, you know.
Yeah, very prominent features. Yes, I'm being told to tell you, Charles, he likes to be called Charles, and don't call him nicknames either.
Don't
he likes
call
Charles.
Him
he doesn't like nicknames, like don't call him Chuck or Charlie or anything.
Oh.
Charles, very strong Charles, okay?
Okay. Okay.
I know it sounds stupid, but that's what they're telling me. I'm just the messenger.
No, that's good.
But the message I get for you is a pronounced love, very loving energy, though.
Yes.
Very protecting.
Yes.
Okay, Stacy, we've got some other callers, honey. Do you have any other questions, sweetheart?
No, I just, if there's just anything else, that I'm just going through a huge transition right now, and it's really awesome, it's really great, and I just
yeah.
wonder if there's anything else there that, I feel like I'm pretty plugged in, but I just want to make sure. Maybe
you, Charles is telling me to tell you, you are right on target. I'm seeing an arrow that's going straight forward for you.
Okay, great.
Keep following straight through, one foot in front of the other, sweetheart. You are going to have a phenomenal year, especially around June into going into July.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dal. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. Bye. Hello, this is Amy. How can I help you? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Hello? I think so.
It's my turn. Good. Hi. My name is
Annie.
Hi,
who am I speaking with?
My name is Annie.
Hi, Annie. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fine. Okay, good. I just discovered BBS Radio today, and I've been listening to your show and the one before it, and you know, I discovered it through my exploration such topics, you know, kind of going for deeper, trying to operate more from a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
And more consciously, and so the topic of forgiveness, I've been thinking about a lot, and lack of judgment, or you know, trying to come from a more open place.
Okay.
I guess, and. So I guess I just really wanted to, you know, tap in listening to you and
sure.
think about, you know, I know, I guess I have some resentment around within my marriage and kind of where I am in life at this time. And any thoughts on it?
Sure, honey. Actually, we're going to be doing a show next week. I do the Archangel of the Month, but I'm going to be talking about close relationships next week and how to forgive within relationship. And that's a very difficult when you're in a close quarters with somebody and you maybe have those deep-seated resentments, you know, working through them. Sometimes, so you're just, are you just realizing you have these resentments, honey?
No. Probably not, but I suppose as I'm working on myself more in a as an individual, it's clearer to me that we're not both operating from the same principles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think, you know, love my husband very much, and I know he loves me too. But
yes, he does.
The expressions are different.
Yeah, we're all working in different levels, and we're all at different levels of growth. And sometimes women, I've noticed, this is just my observation, and I'm not trying to bias myself against men. I've just noticed women are more evolved, sometimes more spiritually than the guys. I don't know. We mature faster emotionally and mentally, but, you know, spiritually too. You know, we're more emotional. More growth on that.
Right.
You know? And
right.
sometimes
and
we just need to honor where they're at and where we're at. And sometimes they catch up
right.
to us. And with, you know, like you said, as you become more self-aware and as you develop more, you know, or grow more, I don't want to say evolve because, like I said, I don't like that word. You can, you know, it's either the old saying grow or go. I think your husband loves you.
Right.
I think he's going to grow with you, and he does. He takes a little time. And sometimes people are brought into our lives for patience. But forgiveness is a process, and like I said, next week we're going to be talking about, you know, relationships, people close to us, our, you know, parents, our spouses, and our children. And that's what I'm going to hit on next week.
Right, right.
And,
which,
then with
and it relates
next
to having a son in his 20s who's just starting to think about these things on a deeper level. You know, he's accepting it more or has a high interest. He's been hearing things from me for a long time, but got it more from his own experience and the value of going deeper. And so that's good. I'm a little undirected here, but you know, and
okay.
also
what
I
want to say to you is
trying
that
to do work with angels.
The angel, well, I'm going to give you I'm going to pull something for you, and I'm just going to give you a message. The message I'm getting is actually, you know, Annie, celebrate who you are. I got celebration for you. Celebrate where you've, how far you've come, and celebrate where you're at, and just honor that and enjoy the moment. Because you are an inspiration to those around you, honey. And the angels want to, I don't, sometimes I get very emotional when the angels give me a message, but I feel overwhelming love for you right now.
Oh.
You are surrounded by a lot of angelic presence. You are working towards a better self, your true self, and know that you're on the right track and honoring where you are right now, and your husband, he's at where he's at, but he's growing with you. He's kind of slow. He's kind of 10 steps behind you, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are, sometimes we're just to be examples for those around us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. I do.
Okay. So that's the message I have for you today, Annie. We've got some other callers, but next week, tune in. We're
Thanks a lot. That was very meaningful to me. I really appreciate it.
Honey,
bye-bye.
You're a doll. Call in next week. I'd love to hear some more from you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks. Now that I know
thank
where you are.
Thank you, Annie. Have a great day, and thank you for
all right.
In.
Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie. Hello, welcome to Angel Answers with Amy. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hi, Amy. This is Dale.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, and I'm a first-time listener to your program, and wanted to call in and say you're doing a great job. And
Thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to call in and get an angel reading, too.
Sure, sure. I appreciate that. Thank you. And this is, we did some rearranging. I'm doing solo projects now, and I was nervous, but I'm loving it. I really do. It's great. So let me just see, Dale. Is there anything you want me to kind of... tune in for you, an area like love, finance, anything?
Yeah, finances.
Okay, sweetheart, let me take a look.
Had a major shift here, and I'm kind of worried about the unknown here in the near future.
The fear of the unknown, yeah. Are you going on your own a little bit too, honey?
Big time.
Okay.
I just made a transition from Florida to Colorado.
Oh, okay. Well, honey, the good news is that you have a lot of, I got the soulmate card for you. Now, the soulmate card is a couple different things. You're going to be meeting the right people, places, and circumstances that are going to help support you during this time. So I feel like the transition is going to be until April where you feel comfortable within yourself. But it looks like you're going to be meeting the right people, places, and some circumstances that are going to support you. Because I feel you very supported by the universe, and I see a lot of angelic presence concerning finances right now as well.
Okay, now there's something too along that lines. I've been told I've had multiple angels through my life. Exactly how many, or can you give me a clue?
The angels that are, okay, we can call upon as many angels as we want, but we have we come into this lifetime with three guardian angels because of being children. We knock ourselves all over the place until the age of two when we just have the two, okay? But we can have angelic intervention.
And what are their names?
Okay, let me see. Just give me a second here. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I actually get two male presence energies for you. Angels are androgynous, meaning they're male and female, okay? But I feel two male energies. They're more male to me. Eric.
All right.
And there, let's see. Can you give me the other name, please? The other one's kind of quiet. He's wearing green. I get Eric. Honey, he won't tell me what his name is. You got two males. I get an Eric and a Michael.
What?
An Eric and a Michael.
And Michael?
Eric and Michael. Yeah, the other one didn't want to tell me his name, but I got Michael finally from him.
Is it like as in Archangel Michael?
They're different. Archangels are above our guardian angels. Our guardian angels
got
work
it.
With us individually, where the archangels work with all of mankind.
Got it.
Okay, so this is a different Michael. This is your personal guardian angel.
Okay, Eric and Michael. Well, hello.
Yeah, Eric and Michael. Yeah, two male energies. Very different. One's real real expressive. The other one's real quiet. I'm like, what did you say? Michael's real quiet here, and usually I'll be real quiet for a second because they talk very low, and I have to really strain my ear to listen. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. So finances are looking good around April, then.
April is when you feel you're confident in your finances. Right now, you'll be supported by the universe. I see a lot of support for that. And talk to Eric and Michael and say, hey, let's get going on this. You can talk to them. They'll help you.
Okay. Oh, great. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, honey.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so very much, Emmy, for what you're doing, and you make a difference out here, so keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love it. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I believe, do we have any more callers, Doug?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to finish up the show. We've got a few minutes, and I'm just going to finish up by saying that next week we're going to be talking about relationships, and we have the Archangel of the Month, and we're going to be talking about relationships, significant relationships around the forgiveness. And the week after that, we're going to wrap up this topic with self-forgiveness. So I didn't get to everything I wanted today, thank you, God. And I appreciate all the callers. This was a wonderful show. I really appreciate all your help. And I look forward to reading for you. You can, if you want to talk to me privately, it's angelanswers11.com or email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. Have a great day. May the angels be with you. Bye-bye.